What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Morning, Adrian. Nice to catch up again.
Great to be here. Summer is well and truly upon us, if not already here.
You're loving it, aren't you?
Oh, I love summer. It's my. If I could have summer all year round, I would. Cricket, swimming, sun going down later. I love it.
That's what came to my mind when you said that. You love playing cricket, which is obviously a summer sport.
Yeah.
Which I don't comprehend standing out on that field for just hours and hours and hours fielding, but you love it.
It is getting warmer. Yeah, it is a little hard, and I'm not 21 anymore. So.
What posse do you normally...
I'm bowling, you field bowler? A fine leg, but otherwise yeah. I kind of field in the ring, maybe mid-off.
Okay.
Like covers or mid on.
Oh, so. You want to be in amongst the action, right?
Yeah, but I don't like fielding slips, so I'm too old. Like my reflex. I've never been good. I mean, it's not. You don't often have guys my size kind of fielding slips. It's a hard spot, but I like to be more kind of mid off.
Well, we've got a few more days of it. The weather's looking good.
Yeah, and we got just at the beginning of summer, best time of year.
Yeah, that's so good. Now we've been really talking in a bit of a series, haven't we? Over the last couple of months, almost.
Yeah, myth busting, kind of exposing kind of the myths and the ways of thinking that aren't helpful sometimes for mental health. So, what I wanted to talk about today is a couple of things. Is sometimes people who feel that they are experiencing mental distress when really all they're experiencing is normal life, just life for everyone. And then I also want to talk about a myth that some people have where they feel really tiresome because they've been experiencing mental distress for a long period of time and they feel that, oh, why isn't this being fixed, inverted commas? You know, why haven't I overcome it? And it's not the best way of looking at it. They need to look at it and reframe their thinking. So the first one to think about is people who say, look, I've got mental distress or I'm not mentally healthy. Then when you talk to them about it, they'll describe what seems to be really kind of accommodate occurrences. And it is normal for humans. We are dynamic beings and we are different from day to day. Our mood, emotions, hormones, chemicals for men and women changes. And it's entirely normal that we will, from one week to the next, or one month to the next, be feeling a bit different. And it's also a circumstance of life. If, you know, if work's been a bit stressful, yes, if totally. You haven't done as much exercise, or you've got relationship stresses, it is absolutely common experience to maybe feel a bit more anxious this month than last month. And some people get down because they think, oh, gee, I've got a mental health issue. Well, actually, no, it's good that you're aware that you're changing, and it's good that you're aware of your psychology and your emotions and feelings, but it doesn't mean that you need to have a label, inverted commas, of a mental health issue. You're just going through a common human experience. And so sometimes people think, oh, I've got this illness or I've got this problem. There's nothing wrong with you. All you are experiencing is the common human phenomenon because we are complex, our relationships are complex, and that's what we occur. Well, that's what occurs for us. So I would encourage the family today to kind of reframe. If that's you, you just have fluctuations week to week or month to month. Don't get down or think there's anything wrong with you, inverted commas. You're just experiencing life. And it's good that you're aware of your fluctuations and learning the strategies to deal with it. But don't fall into the trap of thinking, oh, there's something wrong with me. I need to be fixed of something. It's just a common human experience. And for a lot of people, they find that quite relieving to realize that what they're experiencing is common. Every second person around them is also experiencing that as well.
True. Adrian, do you think that can add to the anxiety? The fact that you are concerned about it and worried, does that really then potentially compound that worry and anxiety?
Yeah, and it can make it harder for people to work through those things. So when people start thinking, oh, something's wrong with me, and we know this is the placebo effect of how you think something is often what comes to pass, be that good or bad. And it can absolutely be a barrier for people when they start panicking and focusing on what they think is wrong
with
their life.
There's something wrong with me. I've got to go see someone.
Whereas actually there's many, many things going well. But yeah, the us panicking and worrying about something and thinking it's not right does absolutely make it harder to work through this because that kind of panic and feeling of deficiency that something's wrong and something's out of my control is really hard for people.
So good. We'll continue. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. Love for you to be part of the conversation this morning. You can call in 9313 0985. And if you do, you'd like to make a comment or you'd like to ask Adrian a question, you'll be in the draw to be our weekdays winner announced on Friday. Back after Fleetwood Mac. 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Adrian Munro is with me from Richmond Wellbeing. We continue our discussion around mental health. Interesting, you were chatting about what you were saying earlier about sometimes we can look too deep into it, can't we, Adrian? Mm. And then if we then go and seek some professional advice, are we expecting things just to be fixed? Okay, I'll go and see someone, and in a month's time, I should be all good.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because to today's age, we expect that for any issue, we can go on Google or Amazon, we can order something and have it delivered within 2 days. Now, but it's funny because in lots of areas of our health, we recognize that we actually need to manage our health. So, for example, anyone listening today who has diabetes realizes that they will be managing that most likely for the rest of their life.
Yeah, of course.
And there's lots of people listening who would have arthritis or back pain, and they would just know I need to manage that day to day or week to week. And if I go down to the tennis club today, I need to have some anti-inflammatories and I might feel a bit sore for the next couple of days. But, they say, I love my tennis and I'm going to keep playing. I manage it. I put a bit of deep heat on. I have a special mattress for it. And same as people who have diabetes, they'd say, look, I know how to manage it. I know I need to eat at these times. I need to exercise at these times. And I've learned how to manage my body. I've learned how to listen to my body and respond. And now I can manage it. And I think that's cool. I know people who, we've got someone in the West Coast Eagles has diabetes. We've got people with diabetes swimming to Rottnest every year. It doesn't limit them because they learn to manage it. But we look at mental health quite differently for some reason. And there's lots of people I know who, for whatever reason, they experience anxiety or depression and it fluctuates, have good weeks, bad weeks. But they have a view that, why isn't this fixed, inverted commas? Why hasn't it gone? Why aren't I healed? Why hasn't it been, eradicated? And look, for some people, if you're in hospital with mental distress, absolutely, you can improve to the point of being in the community. But there are so many people who live high-functioning lives, participating in the community, who also experience anxiety and depression. And what I would say to those listening today, if you're able to totally eradicate it, fantastic. But for most people, it's about learning to manage it in the same way that we manage diabetes, arthritis, back pain. And that's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean you're less of a person. That's just how life is. And I don't know why that is, but it's just for lots of things with the human body, whether it's to do with your physical body or your mind, there are just lots of things we can't cure. And we just need to learn to live with it and learn to manage it. But that's fine because we can still live absolutely fulfilling lives that are filled with joy and filled with hope, and we're contributing to the community. So I'd say to those listening today who do experience anxiety, depression, and they have good months and bad months, for whatever reason, I would encourage you to reframe your thinking, to think, look, I may just be living with this, I may just need to manage it, and I'm just going to need to learn to listen to my body, to respond to it, and preemptively know, look, I'm coming up to Christmas, and there might be some triggers for my anxiety, so I'm going to do this to manage it. And a lot of people actually say, I feel like I'm a better, stronger person because I've learnt these skills. I've built resilience and I've learnt to manage this. And I just encourage anyone listening today to reframe your thinking. There is nothing wrong with you. If you're thinking that, there's something wrong with me, that is not the case whatsoever. Yeah. No one would think, you've got back pain, there must be something wrong with you. But we have this stigma attached to mental health. So there's nothing wrong with you at all. You're just experiencing what is a common human phenomenon. And you can learn to manage it in the same way that we manage lots of physical conditions. And you can absolutely live a hope-filled, fulfilling life contributing to the community.
So good. Adrian, we'll take a break. Love to know from you this morning. How are you managing? Give us a call, 9313-0985. Get in touch. Love you to be part of the conversation this morning. Back after this one. 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing is with me. Adrian, we've probably spoken about this a few times, but is there a perception that with mental health that the fear of maybe not talking to a professional, that I'm potentially going to be stuck on medication for the rest of my life? You mentioned earlier about having to manage it. Is that a fear for a lot of people?
Look, definitely. Medication is one of the biggest talking points when I talk about mental health. Some people feel, I just want to go to the doctor and get a medicine to fix this. Now, there is, and I, again, I'm not a GP. I'm not giving any advice around what medications you should and shouldn't do. But the research is very clear that it's incredibly unlikely that someone's mental health is going to improve simply from a medication. Now, some of the symptoms may improve dramatically. And for some people, medications are the best thing for them at a point in time. But there are also some people who say, I just never ever want to be on a medication. I've got mental health issues and I want to get it fixed, but I never ever want to be on a medication. And again, that can be quite limiting. If you look at what the research says, and again, absolutely, people need to discuss this with their doctor. But what is true, and the evidence clearly shows this, is that when I talk about learning to manage your mental health and being in control of it, and still have fluctuations, but being able to manage it and live a great life, for some people, they do that with medications. And they, in conjunction with partnership with their doctor, they may be on medications for the rest of their life, and that's fine. That may be the best thing for them. But for some other people, it may be that they're on medications for a period of time, and then in consultation with their doctor, in a certain period of time, they come off those medications. So it's really important for the listeners to realize that not everyone needs medication. For some people, it's absolutely the best thing. And for others, they want to have a life without medications. And I would encourage people, talk to your doctor about it. These conversations need to happen with a doctor. And people have lots of misconceived ideas, lots of totally false ideas around medications. And it's important not to take your preconceived ideas that medications are bad or medications are the answer. Go and have these conversations with your GP with a very open mind, because your GP will know what the evidence and the research says. But we need to break the stigma around medication. If you have a mental health issue and you're on medication for the rest of your life, that's fine. And if that's the best thing for you to help you in conjunction with a range of lots of other strategies, because it absolutely has to be in conjunction with lots of other strategies. If that's the best thing for you, that's absolutely fine. Everyone's mental health journey is different. Yeah. We are all different people. So in the same, you know, it might be when you have a fracture, it's pretty much standard. The treatment is we're going to put that bone back together. And I know an orthopedic surgeon would say, oh, well, it's not that simple. I know that. But, you know, if you've got a fractured bone, you want to put it back together. But for mental health, it's really complex. And what might be right for you is maybe totally different to me. So it's good to talk to your friends and get their perceptions. But the best treatment plan for you needs to be determined by you in consultation with the range of healthcare professionals you choose. So I guess to finish with today, the challenges for the family, I would really challenge people to explore their mindset around mental health. And if you're living with mental health issues and you think that it means there's something wrong with you, that's not correct at all. If you feel that, you know, you need to be fixed, inverted commas, that's not the case. And it may be that some of the listeners today just need to realize that for them, their journey in life, they'll be managing their mental health in the same way they manage any other physical conditions, and that's absolutely fine. But the key here is learning to manage your mental health, knowing the signs. Well, I've got to eat well. I've got to exercise. Maybe these sorts of relationships aren't good for me because they lead to pain in the end. And it's about us holistically in our life being aware of what promotes good mental health and what protects us from things that bring our mental health down. But we need to just start viewing mental health as something that we can influence, something that we can manage and look out for in our own life. And it's not something we should be scared of. It's something that we can work towards managing and learning about.
So good, Adrian. Always good having a chat with you. We are out of time. That flies by, doesn't it?
I know. Where did the time go?
We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it.
My guest in the studio this morning has been Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. I'd love to hear from you this morning. What's worked for you? What's one of the small keys that has worked for you? Love to share that with the family today. Give us a call, 9313-0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.